recorded.
Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything but Dungeons and Dragons. Except for tonight, because nobody called in except me. I've been here for over an hour and a half, and nobody's called in, so I just listened to elevator music while working on the internet. Anyways, as I said before, I will probably just be calling in every week, recording Ron Paul, unless somebody calls in. So if nobody calls in, it's just going to be a Ron Paul recording. And if nobody calls in, then, I mean, wait, I messed that up. But anyways, yeah, if nobody calls in, it's just going to be me and Ron Paul and I, whatever. If somebody calls in, then we'll do our normal routine. Oh, right now I'm just waiting on my laundry. Should be done soon, though. So, I'm going to do Ron Paul. And bid you good night and good day. Here we go. Every brief minute while it dials, and then I have to switch over.
Monday, July 25th. I recently proposed that the Liberty Movement capitalize on Brexit with Fed Exit, a campaign to secede from the Federal Reserve. Fed Exit could be accomplished with a few simple policy changes. Passing Audit the Fed is a good step toward Fed Exit. Contrary to the Federal Reserve's propaganda, auditing the Fed will not reduce the Federal Reserve's mystical independence. It will simply allow Congress and the people to learn the full truth about the Fed's conduct of monetary policy. However, the desperation with which the Fed fights the audit deal suggests they believe transparency will boost support for Fed exit. Considering what we discovered from the limited audit of the Fed's activity during the 2008 financial crisis, the Fed's fears may well be justified. That audit revealed that between 2007 and 2008, the Federal Reserve loaned over $16 trillion, more than four times the annual budget of the United States to foreign central banks and politically influential private corporations. Imagine what would be released by a full audit that includes looking at the Fed's recent explosion of money creation via quantitative easing. Once Congress and the public knows the full truth about the Fed's operations, we can begin working on ending or at least reining in the Fed. A good next step would be to explicitly forbid the Fed from making loans to private businesses or foreign governments. Section 13.3 of the Federal Reserve Act, which the Fed claims gives it the authority to provide emergency assistance to private companies, must be repealed. Congress should also pass legislation reversing President Reagan's executive order creating the Plunge Protection Team. Created after the 1987 stock market crash, the Plunge Protection Team's job is to intervene whenever the financial markets appear to be on the verge of a meltdown in order to prolong the Fed's created illusion of economic prosperity. Congress should also restrict the Fed's ability to purchase government securities, which it uses to monetize the federal debt. Congress should also stop the Fed from manipulating interest rates. These would reduce the economic instability wrought by the Fed's monetary policy. Ending the Fed's monetization of the debt could also force Congress to not just halt the growth of, but actually begin to roll back the welfare warfare state. The best way to rein in the Fed is to restore the gold standard. However, this must be a true gold standard, not the phony post-war Bretton Woods gold standard or the gold price rule promoted by the supply-siders. The gold price rule requires the Fed to raise interest rates whenever the price of gold matches or exceeds a Fed-determined target. Thus, this rule still allows the Fed to attempt to fix the price of money. It just provides the Fed with another after-the-fact indicator that the latest inflationary bubble is about to burst. The most important step toward Fed exit and the restoration of a true free market monetary system is the repeal of all laws that in any way restrict individuals from using alternative currencies. As long as the Federal Reserve is allowed to manipulate the value of money and support the welfare warfare state, we will never have a truly free market or a free society. Therefore, all those who seek liberty, peace, and prosperity should join the efforts for a Fed exit. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page. Thanks for calling.
To repeat the announcement,
okay. I halfway paid attention to that because I've been, like I said, I was working on my websites and stuff like that, but it's talking about the Fed, ending the Fed, auditing the Fed. The Fed's already over, technically, from what I understand. Their charter was up in 2013, I think it was, and they're still printing money, which is illegal and unlawful. It was always illegal and unlawful, technically. But now it's even more illegal and unlawful because they're still printing money, but they're only putting 2008, 2009, 2010, 11, 12, 13, or maybe not quite 13. But anyways, they're still printing money, but they're not printing money past 2013. You know, they're not putting the dates on it past 2013. You're being like, I don't know. Whatever. Like, I guess after 2013, he went back to 2008, printed 2008, then printed 2009, then printed 2010s again, even though it wasn't 2010. So they're just repeating whatever until we catch on or until the collapse. I don't know what they're thinking. But, hang on, UNFCCC. So, yeah. Here we go. So, I don't know. It's all a bunch of crap. The Fed is a scam. And we just need to quit using their fiat money. But I still use it. You still use it. We all still use it. So we just need to figure out what we're going to do to use an alternative currency. Because that currency is a scam. Yeah, it's a scam. Well, I guess that's it for this week. You can keep up with Ron Paul at, I guess you know his website, and or call him every week at 888-322-1414. Once again, that's 888-322-1414. And he posts his updates every Sunday. Whatever time, I don't know. But he says Sunday or Mondays. So you can definitely catch him on Mondays if he doesn't get it uploaded in time. Sunday. Which I don't see why he wouldn't, but anyhow. And you can find us at DavidDavidAndDavid.com or DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. And maybe one of these days we'll have some decent podcasts again. We did have some good podcasts. But it petered out. And nobody's calling in anymore, not even my co-hosts. Yeah, David Irish doesn't call in. He called in like two or three times. Even David Ray hasn't even been calling in, and this was his idea. So it's like, I don't know. I guess it's going to the wayside. But, like I said, I'll keep calling in and recording Ron Paul for the time being. You know, so I'll have a place to store all my Ron Paul audios. So in the future, when you're listening to the podcast, if you hear some dead air at the beginning of the recording, that's just because I'm not doing my verbiage anymore. I'm just going to dial in, start recording, and then switch over to Ron Paul, start recording, and then hang up. So, for future reference. All right, well, I guess that's it. Party on, bye.